Welcome to the Natural Marketer Podcast. I am your host, Victoria Smith, the hashtag Natural Marketer, a digital marketing consultant working with e-commerce shops, home service businesses, restaurants, and real estate agents. My vision for them is to become a digital marketer for all small businesses, providing personalized and innovative service in every tool used and making a difference to the small business owners I serve. On this episode, I'm going to be talking about prepping your marketing for the new year, a reflection and setting the stage for the right audience and making sure that you're hitting your target audience. If you're ready to get into it, let's get started. September 11, 2001 was a day that changed our society forever. And like these events, marketing requires us to reflect on the past and plan for the future. Let me tell you a little story. Once upon a time, in a bustling marketing department, a team believed in spontaneity. They loved the thrill of unexpected, the rush of a last-minute campaign. Planning is overrated, they said. Let's just wing it. So they decided to forego a structured plan when a major event was announced. Instead, they threw together a campaign on the fly, filled with bright colors and catchy slogans. They were confident it would be a hit. But when the campaign launched, it fell flat. The messaging was confusing, the visuals were overwhelming, and it didn't resonate with the target audience. The team was baffled. How could they have gotten it so wrong? Looking back, they realized that their lack of planning had led to a chaotic and ineffective campaign. They had failed to consider the target audience's needs, the event's theme, and the overall marketing strategy. From that day forward, the team learned the importance of planning ahead. They realized that a well-thought-out strategy was essential for creating successful campaigns that resonate with their audience and achieved their marketing goals. Does that sound like your team? Does that sound like your consultant? That's not a good approach. So let's talk about it. Let's start prepping for the next year. In the fast-paced marketing world, planning is more crucial than ever. The concept of prepping your marketing for the next year involves a two-pronged approach, reflecting on the past and setting the stage for the future. But why do we reflect on the past, you wonder? Before looking ahead, it's essential to look back. Analyze the performance of your past marketing campaigns, what worked well, what didn't. Identify key performance indicators, also known as KPIs, and track their progress over time. This data will provide valuable insights into your audience's preferences and behaviors. So how do you set the stage for the future, you say? Once you have a solid understanding of your past performance, it's time to set the stage for the next year. Start by defining your target audience. Who are they? What are their needs and desires? Understanding your audiences will help you tailor your marketing efforts to resonate with them. Next, set clear and achievable marketing goals. These goals should align with your overall business objectives. By setting specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound, also known as SMART goals, you can track your progress and make adjustments as needed. Finally, develop a comprehensive marketing strategy. This strategy should outline your approach to various marketing channels such as social media, content marketing, email marketing, and paid advertising. Consider the resources and budget that you have available to ensure your strategy is realistic and obviously achievable. By reflecting on the past and setting the stage for the future, you can create a solid foundation for your marketing efforts in the coming year. This proactive approach will help you stay ahead of the curve and achieve all your marketing goals. So in this episode, I'm going to dive into reflecting on past marketing campaign results using KPIs for the success and failures of your campaign and industry trends from the past. Then I will jump ahead to prepping your plans for the next year by understanding your target audience, doing audience research, setting marketing goals and budgeting, and allocating resources appropriately. Then I will close with tips for prepping for the marketing strategy for the new year and sticking to your plan for the best results. You ready to get started? Okay, so we're going to begin by reflecting on past performance. So what KPIs are you tracking? KPIs are a cornerstone for marketing success. In the fast-paced world of marketing, where consumer preferences and marketing trends shift rapidly, it's imperative to have a clear understanding of how your efforts are performing. KPIs serve as the compass guiding marketers towards success by providing actionable insights into their campaigns. So what's the power of these KPIs, you ask? KPIs provide a quantitative measure of marketing performance, allowing businesses to assess the effectiveness of their strategies. By tracking metrics such as website traffic, conversion rates, consumer acquisition costs, and ROI, marketers can identify areas of strength and weakness, make data-driven decisions, and optimize their campaigns. So let me give you a few examples of marketing success. Let's start with Company A. Company A increased its website traffic by 30% over the past year by implementing a targeted social media advertising campaign and optimizing its search engine rankings. Company B, however, achieved 25% increase in customer satisfaction by conducting regular surveys and using feedback to refine their products and services. But let me give you a few examples of marketing failures. Company C launched a new product line that failed to gain traction due to a lack of market research and ineffective targeting. While Company D experienced a decline in sales after implementing a marketing campaign that did not resonate with their target audience. So what end of the spectrum are you? Are you like Company A or are you like Company D? I hope you're like Company A and B, because those successes are due to their knowledge of tracking KPIs. Working with a consultant that tracks this information is critical, and if you don't track them, then you're never going to know what's hitting and what's missing. So let's talk about the value of customer feedback. Customer feedback is a vital component of effective marketing. By listening to your customers, marketers can gain valuable insights into their needs, preferences, and pain points. This information can be used to inform future marketing strategies, product development, and customer service initiatives. So here's how customer feedback can be leveraged. They can be used to identify unmet needs. By understanding customers' desires, marketers can develop strategies or services that address specific pain points. Customer feedback also improves customer satisfaction. Positive feedback can be used to reinforce successful strategies, while negative feedback can be analyzed to identify areas of improvement. Customer feedback is also good to optimize marketing campaigns. Customer feedback can help marketers tailor their messaging and channels to resonate more effectively with their target audiences. So let's talk about some industry trends in marketing that are affecting small businesses. In 2024, several industry trends significantly impacted marketing efforts. Some of the most notable included the rise of AI, tools being used to personalize marketing campaigns to automate tasks and analyze customer data. It is the increased focus on data privacy. Regulations such as the GDPR and the CCPA have forced marketers to be more mindful of how they collect and use customer data on all of their customers' websites. The shift towards e-commerce. Obviously, during the COVID-19 pandemic, it accelerated the growth of online shopping, leading to increased competition among e-commerce businesses. So we look back and we understand that these new trends and new things are happening. But tracking KPIs and analyzing their performance is essential for any businesses that want to succeed in today's competitive marketplace. By leveraging data-driven insights and customer feedback, marketers can make informed decisions, optimize their campaigns, and achieve long-term success. So if you're ready to understand what you've done in the past and you're ready to understand your target audience, let's jump into part two right after this commercial break. All right, welcome back from that quick break. So we've talked about understanding past performances using KPIs. Now let's delve into the future. So you need to understand your target audience, which is the cornerstone for all marketing success. In the competitive landscape of today's market, knowing your target audience is no longer just a need, it's a necessity. It's the foundation upon which successful marketing strategies are built. By understanding your target audience, you can tailor your messaging, products, services to meet their specific needs and desires. Let's look at my company, for instance. When I first started out 7 years ago in my own business, I said, oh, I'm not going to have a niche. I'm not going to, target down to specific types of businesses. I wanted to help everyone. I wanted to be that marketer that can do everything for everyone. While that was successful for the first 5 years, year six, when the pandemic hit, we had a shift in business. We had a shift in everything. So I really had to reevaluate, what I wanted to focus on. And that's where I came down with the four areas that I market to now. By focusing on these four areas, it allowed me to put specific messaging out there for these specific types of businesses, which are critical because these are areas of businesses that are growing because of our shift in economy and our shift in needs. People aren't buying houses like they used to because the housing market is upside down. So I'm still helping those real estate agents, but I'm also helping the home services businesses that are thriving off of the people that are finally repairing those homes, updating their homes, transitioning from the seller to the renter or rental investment. So we're seeing a shift. And with that, so are the real estate agents. Real estate agents is understanding that there's less sellers, there's more buyers. The inventory is low, but they can help those that are still there. So we've shifted, and it's helping. We're starting to see an influx in sellers again as we transition out of this quarter three going into quarter four. But again, by understanding what I did and how I marketed, I was able to understand that I couldn't help everyone. I couldn't just put a message out there that was encompassing all. I had to really target the businesses that I wanted to hit. And that's a perfect example of how niching down or understanding your target audience that you can serve your customers better. So who is your ideal customer? Do you have any idea who your ideal customers are? That's the first question every marketer is going to ask. If you don't know it, that's okay. That's what a marketing consultant should do for you. They should look at your history and they should put it together. So that's one of the first things that I do. I build customer personas. Customer personas are just another fancy word for target audience. But here, let's take it. The first step in understanding your target audience is to define who they are. Ask yourself these questions. What are their age, gender, income level, education, and occupation? That's obviously critical, right? But what are their values, interests, lifestyle, and intent, and attitudes? Their psychographics play a big part of how you're going to message. And how do they shop? What do they consume? And where do they spend their time? So that's the question for, mostly e-commerce and obviously people that are doing consumer businesses. But what if you have a business-to-business like I do? So you go back to their age, their gender, their income level, their education, and their occupation. Occupation being the key part of that. But if you want to target a specific demographic or psychographic with the values, are you going to be more of a DEI kind of company? Or are you going to be more of the visionary company? Are you going to build based on value, or are you going to build on lifestyle? So those are big questions you have to ask yourself. How do I want to instill my business? One of my clients, an e-commerce business, you've probably seen it, California Urban Life. It's a family-owned business, part of my family. And when we first developed the concept behind it, we wanted people to understand that living a natural, clean lifestyle was beneficial. We had all these products, we had all these brands, we had all this stuff, but it was so overwhelming, and we had to really, dub it down to make it more manageable. But on the other hand, we had to educate people on what clean and healthy lifestyles were. We hear about plant-based foods. We hear about this. We hear about that. But in that, we had to really understand who the consumer was. Who are we selling to? Are we selling to the mom that has kids that don't get vaccinated? Or are we selling to the everyday person that just simply wants to live a healthier lifestyle? By getting rid of the chemical burdens, by getting rid of the nasty smells or the, again, chemicals. Chemicals was the big play in what we do for that particular company. So, you know, aromatherapy really became part of the crux of the business, and we started putting together things that really resonated with people. You know, different, you know, homeopathic scents, different products that could be healthier for your pets, different things that are healthier for your kids, while still keeping your home clean and keeping your home fresh. So it's all about focusing on demographics and understanding your customer. What do they want? What are their behaviors? What are they trying to achieve? So that's a perfect example of, you know, how understanding your target audience can really define your business. The next thing, of course, we had to do with that business was really understand pricing, because obviously with the economy, we had to shift and understand those things. So that was part two of it. But again, what are their needs? What are their wants? And what are their pain points? Once you know each of these things for your ideal customer, it's essential to understand the motivations. You need to ask yourself, what do they need to solve? What problem is it? And what do they want to achieve? What do they desire and aspire to have? And what challenges or frustrations do they face? So in that example of California Urban Life, it was they wanted to live a healthier, clean life. They wanted to achieve that goal of getting rid of chemical-based living. What desire did they have? They had a desire, again, to lose the chemicals. And what challenges and frustrations do they face? Obviously, going natural is a more expensive venture. And we really had to market to those that had a little bit more money in their pockets. It's not a necessity, but it's not a luxury. It's kind of in between. It's a necessity in life to be healthy and clean, but is it a luxury to be able to do it naturally? That's the big question. So are you going to live your life with the Fabuloso? Are you going to live your life with the seventh generation? Those are the questions you have to ask yourself. What value do they have? So by understanding their target audience needs, wants, and pain points, you can create products and packages and services that are truly resonate with them. The next thing you have to ask yourself is, where do they spend their time online and offline? Knowing where your target audience spends their time is critical for reaching them effectively. So online, what websites, social media platforms, and apps do they use? By knowing that, you can then use that to target to them. And where do, offline, where do they shop? What events do they attend? And what media do they consume? So, you know, that's a little bit tricky, because obviously offline, you can't track them, but you can have an understanding of it. So where do they shop? Most people that want natural, healthy, they do Whole Foods, they do Sprouts, and they do obviously the farmers markets. So those are places that you should target. What events do they attend? Again, farmers markets, things like that. And what media do they consume? 90% of them are consumers of Pinterest. They like to do things themselves. Another big area, of course, is in Instagram. Not so much the Facebookers, because it's a younger generation. So we want to target to the younger generation by using Instagram and somewhat TikTok, but we stay away from TikTok for that particular business. So by understanding their offline and online behaviors, we can then tailor marketing effects to reach them where they are, okay? So we talked about, you know, the demographics and that type of thing, but I use this fancy word, buyer personas. So buyer personas is a fictional representation of your ideal customer. It is a visual of your target audience and understanding of their motivations, behaviors, and challenges. So when you create buyer personas, consider the following things. Again, demographics, psychographics, goals, challenges, and motivations. All of those things are going to be a big part of your buyer persona. My buyer persona has this picture of a small business owner that is looking to grow their business by targeting to homeowners and consumers based on home service needs. So that's one persona. Second persona is obviously the e-commerce customer. Third persona is the real estate agent. And the fourth persona is everyone else. No, just kidding. The fourth persona is obviously that ideal business to consumer marketer. So setting smart marketing goals, that is a blueprint to the success. Understanding the buyer personas or your ideal customer will help you build your smart marketing goals. So what are smart marketing goals? I touched on it in the introduction today. They're specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound goals that you set for your business so you can use that in your marketing builds of your campaigns, and you can say, did I reach my goals? Were they specific enough? Were they measurable? Were they achievable? Were they relevant to my objectives? And were they deadline specific or time bound? By doing these things, you're going to build a better marketing campaign with your consultant or whomever you use in your marketing, and you're going to be able to build that. So, you know, when we say SMART goals help you stay focused on what matters the most. That is your focus, okay? The motivation behind it is achieving SMART goals can boost morale and motivation. The motivation of achieving a campaign, let's not be like that, you know, marketing department that put a last minute campaign together and it completely flopped. We don't want that, okay? Accountability. SMART goals provide a clear measure of success and accountability. And obviously the effectiveness can ensure your marketing efforts are targeted and effective. So let me give you a few examples of SMART marketing goals, okay? We talked about company A that increased their web traffic, right? So increase web traffic by 20% in the next quarter. This goal is specific, measurable, achievable, and relevant and time bound. Because you gave it a specific time frame, you said in the next quarter, you're giving it a deadline. You said you want to achieve a reasonable increase in your web traffic, 20%. You don't want to give it like an 80% or 90%, because that's not achievable. Achievable is a smaller number within a short period of time that will allow you to measure a bit, okay? Another great example is generate 100 new leads through email marketing in the next month. This goal is also SMART, as it is specific, measurable, achievable, and relevant, okay? Is it achievable? If you're hitting at least 1,000 people a month, it is achievable to get 100 new leads, okay? That's 10% of your audience. If you can want 10% of your audience, you're going to use it in a specific way, okay? I saw an increase of leads when I finally implemented my new CRM and my clients began using the new CRM. You know, CRMs are critical in today's marketplace because you want to have that dashboard that allows you to see everything as it encompasses your marketing. When you have 50 tools that are, you know, they're relevant, but do you want to keep switching between this platform, that platform, that platform? When you have one CRM, if you don't know what CRM is, it's customer retention management. By seeing every activity within one platform, you can achieve more goals in a more reasonable fashion because you're seeing everything right there, okay? And that goes into our last goal that I think is great, is improve customer satisfaction by 15% in the next year. This is a beautiful example because customer satisfaction is going to give you reviews, it's going to give you new leads, it's going to give you options to say, okay, I did this for them, so let me do it for you. So, you know, SMART goals are going to help you measure success and stay focused, okay? They are a clear benchmark for measuring progress and identifying areas for improvement. We all have areas of improvement. Nobody's perfect, okay? I'm constantly putting myself on a track to say, okay, I want to do this. But then I have to realize I can't do this if I want to do that. So I have to balance my workload. So I take a break from the podcast in the summer months because, for one, I know people aren't going to be listening in the summer months. So I know my target audience enough to say they're going to be traveling, they're going to be enjoying their families, they're going to be doing whatever they want to do in the summer months. So why am I going to be putting out new content that's not going to hit them? Okay, so that's why I don't do a podcast in the summer months, okay? then it's also going back to staying on track. You know, keeping deadlines is very important. As we go into, you know, the fall, we want to say, okay, I'm closing my year out in the fall and winter months, and I want to hit my goals for the year. So I have to really focus on how am I going to hit those numbers by the end of December and going into January. So that's what I look at every year, and I think you should too. Okay. When you're doing smart goals, you want to involve your team. Okay. I have in my office, it's just me, but I have a team of contractors that I work with to do different parts of my business. I can't do it by myself. And if anybody can, I applaud them, because it's impossible. I can't manage, you know, paid advertising campaigns on top of content marketing while creating art, while creating strategies, while creating, it's just impossible. So the things that I don't particularly like to do myself, like the paid ad campaigns, I will give it to my team and say, hey, create the perfect campaign, track it, measure it, and give me the results, okay? That's what they do every day. On the other hand, I have a team that creates content for me for blogs and things like that for my different content clients, okay? So these are areas you want to involve your team. You want to also involve them in your SMART goals. If you're not working with a team, you need to, because a team is going to make you better. There's no I in team. Remember that. There is no I in team, okay? And when you understand that, you're going to do much better, okay? Getting your team's input and their expertise and their capabilities, you're going to be able to break down larger goals. You're going to divide large goals into smaller ones, making them more manageable, making sure that those goals that you have for yourself are going to be successful, okay? And you also want to regularly review that progress. So I always do a quarterly review of my business, because that quarterly review obviously reflects on what's going to be the next steps. If I see something in decline in Q1, in Q2, I want to find ways to improve it, right? In Q3, I should see an improvement. And if I don't in Q4, then it's either pull the plug or adjust. What do we got to do, right? So over that year, I'm focusing on different things. And, you know, that goes into creating a comprehensive marketing strategy. And that comprehensive marketing strategy is my roadmap to success, okay? We can go into it. We're gonna take a quick break because this is kind of a cornerstone of everything. And it's very comprehensive, but it's also critical for you to understand. And I wanna delve into it. So let me take a quick break and we will be right back. All right, let's do a quick recap. First, welcome back. Let's do a quick recap of everything that we've touched on so far. So we began today by talking about that marketing department that created a quick campaign that was a flop, and what they did we don't want to repeat. So we talked about tracking your path to performance with KPIs. We've talked about understanding your target audience by creating buyer personas, and creating SMART goals. So those three things have been critical to understand the past and take it to the future. You know, everyone has a past, and everybody has a past that they want to improve for the future. So don't be afraid to look back. Don't be afraid to say, okay, in, you know, 2020, I did this during the pandemic. Why did it resonate? So what can we do for 2025 as we go into a new year that worked, okay? You know, you may not have to go that far back, but, you know, it's a good example of understanding what you've done in the past to make your future better. There's nothing wrong with that, guys, okay? So we've talked about the past, we've talked about creating this target audience, and we've talked about SMART goals and setting them up. So now let's take it into a more comprehensive look by creating a marketing strategy that is your roadmap to success. A well-crafted marketing strategy is essential for businesses to thrive in today's competitive landscape. It provides that roadmap for your marketing efforts, ensuring that your resources are allocated effectively and your goals are achieved. Excuse me while I have indigestion here. A comprehensive marketing strategy typically includes several key components: content marketing, social media, email marketing, and paid advertising. So when you integrate these components, you want to create a successful marketing strategy. It's essential to integrate these components in a cohesive way. Cohesive. That, That's another word for cohesive, guys. sometimes my brain gets ahead of me. So what do you want to do? How do you want to make this cohesive plan? Okay, you want to align your goals. Ensure all of your marketing efforts are aligned with your overall business objectives. So again, we talked about those SMART goals. What are your objectives? The second thing you want to do is understand your audience. Look at those buyer personas to understand their needs, their wants, and their behaviors. And then you also want to develop a calendar. I know people are like, a calendar? Oh my gosh, what's wrong with you? No, a calendar is critical. If you don't have a calendar, you're basically shooting yourself in the foot, okay? Because I can't remember what day of the week it is without looking at my calendar at least twice, okay? Creating a schedule for publishing your content to ensure consistent relevance is important. Because when you develop that content calendar, you're going to track those results. Use the analytic tools to measure the effectiveness of your marketing efforts and make data-driven decisions. You know, data is everything. If you don't have data, you have nothing, okay? The marketing landscape is constantly evolving, so you want to be prepared to adjust your strategy as needed. You know, in 2024, we've seen these drastic uphills. We were first going to get rid of, you know, third-party data and get rid of cookies with Google. All of a sudden, bam, we're not getting rid of cookies because they see that it's effective for all campaigns. So people now have the option for the individual consumers to say, yes, I want cookies, or no, I don't want cookies. And I'm not talking about Oreos, guys. I'm talking about those cookies on your computer. Okay? Not to be funny. But understanding all these things, it's going to help you allow, it's going to help you budget and allocate your resources. You know, no campaign is effective if you're just throwing it to the wall and it doesn't stick, okay? It's not pasta. It's not going to stick if you don't do it appropriately. A well-structured budget is essential for any marketing campaign. It ensures that your resources are allocated effectively, prevents overspending, and helps you track the return on investment, okay? Why is budgeting crucial for marketing? Well, it's number one, it's financial control. A budget helps you stay within your financial limits and avoid unnecessary expenses. It helps you prioritize your marketing efforts and allocate resources to the most impactful activities. So if I'm spending $100 in social media ads when I should be spending $100 on creating new content, what's going to be the most impactful? Why am I going to prioritize it effectively if I don't see the data? Budget provides a framework for tracking your spending and measuring your ROI, like I just said, okay? It also helps in decision making. It makes informed decisions about you, how you invest your marketing dollars. Allocating resources effectively for your marketing efforts is to consider the following factors: your goals, your target audience, your channels. Channels being, you know, the marketing channels, not the channels you watch on TV, unless you're doing, you know, ads on TV. You know, and you want to know your ROI analysis. Evaluating your historical ROI of different marketing channels to inform your resources allocation decisions. You know, if you don't understand the data, then you're not going to make an informed decision, okay? Tracking and measuring ROI. To measure the effectiveness of your marketing campaigns, you want to track key metrics such as, you know, website traffic. Did the website traffic gauge and impact of your marketing campaigns? Did lead generation play a key role in those marketing efforts? Were your conversion rates a measure or percentage of the leads that convert into customers? Did you have a high conversion rate? What is the value of the customer's lifetime? Okay, what is your customer lifetime value? You know, how much revenue generated by each customer over their lifetime? Okay, when you do that, you understand what you have coming in, how you're going to spend it. And of course, what is your ROI? Calculate the ROI of your marketing campaigns by dividing the net profit by the total cost. That's a simple metric, okay? You can do that. It's simple. And here are a couple tips, or a few tips, for effective budgeting and resource allocations, okay? You want to set realistic goals. Ensure your goals are achievable. That goes back to your SMART goals. Track your spending. Using budgeting tools to track your expenses and staying within budget is going to help you perform successfully, okay? You constantly want to review, okay? Review your budget and adjust as needed based on performance, again, based on the data. Consider contingency planning. Set aside a portion of your budget for unexpected expenses or opportunities, okay? Utilize analytics. Using analytics tools to track your performance of marketing campaigns and make data-driven decisions. Again, that all goes back to understand the data. Okay, by following these guides, you can develop a robust marketing budget that supports your business's goals and maximizes your ROI. So, you've heard all this. just decided, okay, I want to jump into it, okay? I want to start creating my campaign. I want to start creating my goals. I want to start creating my ROI, okay? So that's a wrap for today. We've covered a lot and a lot of ground, from understanding your target audience to SMART goals and creating a comprehensive marketing strategy. Remember, the key to a successful next year is planning. If you don't have a plan, you have a plan to fail, okay? If you don't plan, you plan to fail. Remember that. That is a thing that I instill in my brain. It's an everyday motto for me. If you don't plan, you plan to fail. So if you're listening to this, and I want you to start thinking about it on your own, who is your target audience? What are their needs and desires? Okay. What SMART goals can you set to achieve your objectives? And most importantly, how will you allocate your resources effectively to make it happen? By taking the time to conduct audience research, set SMART goals, create a comprehensive marketing strategy, and budget effectively, you're setting yourself up for success. So let's get planning and make your next year plan the best one yet. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, keep on marketing.